Yep, that's me. That's a problem with running it. Oh. So many tools, so many toys, so many level to check. Was that good? That's good. That's better. All right. Yep, it was quiet. Should be better now. I hear a feedback. Okay, that looks all right. Yeah, I have to find a way. Sorry for the footstep upstairs. Our house is quite noisy downstairs. Here we have a lot of noise. Well, let me just boost that. This is better. There you go. And volume here. We should be maximized. All right. Hello, everyone on comm or whoever's listening. Yeah, lots of people online today. Lots of people listening. This is DJ Damaru with the guided meditation for Wednesday morning, 1500 UTC every Wednesday. And I was thinking to start with just a bit of a setup of a bit of a background music and a guided meditation. I've been inspired by the steel tongue drum with a bit of effect and creating some texture with that. So I'll start with that and come back in a moment and continue with a guided meditation that is inspired by some of the research, reflection, observation that I've been doing in the last few weeks about spiritual warfare. In a sense, how to use your spiritual practice, your meditation and yoga practice in order to somewhat use it like a martial art. So being aware, defend, heal, and conquer, take over the world, not in a violent way, but in a proactive way to, being aware of reality and being aware when something comes attacking you, maybe, or you feel something drain your energy, something or someone is draining your energy. And spiritual practices or meditation and yoga can help you to feel that attack or that depletion and react to that in a way that we can protect ourselves and not in a fearful way, but more of being aware of what's going on. We have plants you put in the garden and you want some of them to have more sun and less sun. So in a gardener way, we manage a reality for a plant, and we can do the same for us. It's not about being afraid of other or being in constant conflict with other people, but just being aware what is good and what is not so good, and how to detect that. Anyway, let me put some background music a little bit here, and I'll be right back. One of the important step in martial art and meditation as well, it's this concept of ki or chi or prana, something that I've briefly talked about yesterday in the book of Taisen Deshimaru, the Zen and Martial Art. Now, the chi or the energy that circulate the body, it doesn't need to be some esoteric understanding of the energy. We eat food and drink water and breathe air, and all of that creates energy in the body. And we have maybe, what do you call, a grosser level or lower level type of fuel from breathing and water and food. And there's more subtle energetic pattern in the body. For example, the heart has a magnetic field of its own, and different glands have different magnetic field throughout the body, and that can be measured and observed. And if you look at the chakra system in yoga, these are sphere or disc or centers in the body that are viewed as energy points of some sort. They're often depicted with these circles or shape around the circles, squares and triangles and such, that represent a little bit the vibration, the magnetic field that would be around these parts of the body. So without having measurement tools back in the days, there was still an understanding of these magnetic fields that are living in our body. So these magnetic fields, these more subtle type of energy that are in our body, we can be aware of them. We can become aware of these different flow of energy and flow. And they follow, of course, the vein and the nervous system and all of that. So we are filled with all these small current of energy throughout our nerves, throughout the whole body. So when people talk about chi or prana and these ideas of energy, these concepts of energy, it's not a mystical or impossible to measure, or just this kind of belief system around an energy level. It's fairly well rooted in our physicality, in how the body works. Without this current, the body is dead, and we need all of that energy, that current, to operate our brain, the nervous system, and all of that. And we're normally not aware of any of that. It just happens in the background. And it's kind of a good thing that it happens in the background, so we don't forget to breathe, or we don't forget to pump the blood in our heart. It's all through the automated nervous system. But to become aware of the sensations of this energetic movement in the body helps on many levels. So on the martial art level, when you become aware of your own vibrations, you can become aware of other people's energetic field. And it's very subtle. And of course, it feels often like something you would make up. It's, it might feel like imagination. And that's okay. That's okay to have that feeling at first. And as you progress in your own practice, you start to practice and observe, being like, well, that time I felt this, and that was not my imagination. It was completely from an outside source. And then you start understanding, and you start creating your own test ground of reality, exploring reality, your own reality. And then not your own, I wouldn't call it your own belief system, but your own science. So a lot of things science cannot explain, but by using somewhat of a scientific method, some sort of method for your own exploration, you can, you know, create these foundation for yourself. And that's what meditation is quite about, is exploring your own world, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and not having to have a belief system, but simply by practicing and taking note, self-observation. There's a poet, a tantric poet from the 1600s, I think, Lala, and she was saying, you know, for your spiritual journey, self-observation, self-study, and the mantra soham, that's a mantra that goes with your breath, your inhalation and exhalation, it's really all you need. You don't need any book, any teacher, any practices. Self-exploration and soham mantra is all you need. And I, you know, although I do many other practices and study than simply self-observation, I think there's quite a lot of truth behind that. You don't need anything, really. Your own body, your own life, your own energy level, your own emotional body, all of that. You know, just studying that is enough to understand everything that needs to be understood. So how do we become more aware of that energy level? It's useful because then you can see what happens within your body. But I was talking about martial art yesterday, the Zen and the art of martial art. And applying that to martial art is that you can see attack coming in, or you can feel, if you've been attacked, you can feel how it's moving into your body, you know, and within, when you're fighting and you're being able to be aware of being hit, the sensation, or just feeling just before when the hit is about to come, makes you quite a better martial artist. But if you can apply that to your yoga and meditation practice, then you can start to use that within your life. So how are we being attacked during your life? Well, if somebody's angry at you, they will project a lot of that tension and that emotion. And most people have felt that. If somebody's angry at you in the room, you might feel uncomfortable. And if there's a group of people angry at you, you might even feel like nauseated, or even, you know, wanting to leave the room. So we do feel these, you know, subtle attack. Sometimes their, you know, a verbal cue helps us understand that somebody's angry at us and directing their that emotion toward us. And by being aware of the sensation and being, you know, understanding what's going on, we can, you know, accept. It's like, okay, somebody is attacking me right now. I feel that and I acknowledge it, and I don't want it to be mine. And by doing something like that, you protect yourself from a lingering emotion that is not yours, but that you take as your own, and it might, you know, ruin your day or make you feel angry for no reason. for an extended period of time. So when you're not aware and you're not able to see an attack for what it is, and then you cannot react to it. You cannot, you have to live through it. And anger has this sticky feeling. It seems like if somebody get angry and you get their anger, you get angry and you pass it on, and it kind of spread a little bit like a virus or illness. And I've observed that in different situations where negative emotion can actually spread. And if no one is aware, then it doesn't stop. So by being aware and being sensitive to these energy, you can stop it for yourself and for other people as well. Of course, it also makes it clear that you can do that to others. So if you are able to protect yourself, you know how to attack others. But it's not really the point here to dwell into how to attack others, but really to look into how to be aware and to protect yourself. This happens in person, but this also happens online. So I don't know if you've ever received a comment or an email that is very charged with some emotional tension, and it disturbed you inside your own guts. It stick it in your head, it keeps on spinning around, and it gets stuck there. And I see these type of attack to be similar to be in-person attacks. So through words and through the internet, through emails, through letters, however you see it, all of that, it passes on some subtle energy. There's some research about when you put emotion toward water, the molecules of water will shape in a certain way. And that was giving a very good example of how our mind can shape reality. And I would take it a bit further, that even the energy that is put within an email, that's, there's energy being transmitted to the keyboard, goes to the internet, goes around, that also can be weaponized.